Hello everyone, I'm back from my small break. I'm Eli J, and welcome back to Elm with Eli. In this episode, I interview Faith Tabalujan. Stay tuned and let's interview her.
Welcome to Elm with Eli. Stay tuned.
Hi Faith, how are you today?
Hi Eli, I'm doing well. I'm a bit tired, but looking forward to chatting to you.
Okay, so when you're ready, we can just go straight into the questions. So do you have any questions before we start?
No, I do not.
Okay, all good. Now, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself so they kind of know your background? And
sure. So, as you said, Eli, my name's Faith. I am 21 years old, turning 22 this year, and I recently graduated from uni, where I studied history and French as part of an arts degree. So I finished that last year and have just started a new job as a trainee journalist up in a city called Wodonga, which is just along the Victoria and New South Wales border. And so I started that job just a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, I'm really enjoying it so far. I have, for the past about 20 odd years since I was really little, I've been worshipping with the Belmore Road Church of Christ in Melbourne, and now I have joined the Border Congregation here in Albury Wodonga. So yeah, I'm one of four kids, and yeah, have grown up in a Christian family. So that's a bit about me.
What was it like growing up?
Yeah, I think my general feeling about growing up was that it was quite pleasant childhood, like not many challenges. I think growing up in a Christian household, my mum and dad really wanted to instill certain values in us kids, and they never really forced us to have a faith or to become Christians, thankfully, but it was more just from the very beginning, they really wanted to teach us to live with integrity and to be honest people and to work hard as well, which I think came from their Christian faith, their own Christian faith. But yeah, they kind of passed them on to us as values, and we grew up going to church and to midweek Bible studies and surrounded by other Christians. So I think that did rub off on us eventually. But yeah, it was never kind of, oh, this is the only way you can live, or you have to live like this. It was something that each of us kids had to decide to do or not to do. So I made that decision to commit my life to Christ in baptism when I was, I can't actually remember now, but it was either when I was 15 or 17. Can't remember what year it was, but so I made that decision after realizing that a lot of these other Christians had really invested in me and really cared for me, but that was because of their love for God. And so it made me think, oh, then if these people love me, then God must love me as well. And so that's why they were really caring and looking out for me. So, yeah, I don't know if that answered your question, Eli, but in general, I really enjoyed it. Growing up in a Christian household with two parents who really did support me, and then also three other siblings who taught me to be more patient and to get along with different kinds of personalities and taught me more about myself as well.
Yes. Okay. Yep. That answers the question very well. Thank you. Now, so what made you want to start your podcast, Salty and Bright?
Yes, that's a good question, Eli. I think a big reason for me was that I had kind of been looking for podcasts or, you know, just other resources where I could hear from other Christians, especially in Australia. And so I had, you know, tuned into a couple that were from the US or from the UK, but never really had found one in Australia or focusing on Australia or Asia or anything like that near us. And growing up, I had also really enjoyed just listening to people tell their stories, whether they were Christian or not, because my parents were really, they really emphasized showing hospitality. So we would often have people stay with us or come over for meals. And I remember just leaving a bunch of homework on my desk to instead just stay at the dinner table and listen to them talk. And I was often quite quiet. I was more so quite quiet when I was younger. And so I wouldn't necessarily talk during the conversation, but I always really enjoyed listening to their stories. And they were often quite funny stories or even sad, but always memorable. So yeah, just listening to their stories made me think, oh, we should find a way to record these stories and really make sure that other people can hear them, future generations can hear them, because, you know, at the end of the day, death is the reality of life. And once these people die, then their stories can't be told after that. And so I just thought it was really important to get these stories in a format where we could share them with others at different ages and different times within the church. So yeah, those are probably two of the main reasons why I thought of the podcast.
Yeah, I really like how podcasting can kind of, like, I never thought about starting my own podcast. I always would just be listening to podcasts. And then, but yeah, I like how your podcast, you kind of, like, it's very interesting listening to people's Christian kind of side on things. It's really interesting. And yeah, I like how kind of podcasts can kind of, I don't know, people, you know, people are listening. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's such an encouragement. It's so cool to hear that you even listen to it, Eli. So yeah, that's all, as you know, that's all us, you know, podcast makers or producers can ask for, that people listen and enjoy it. So yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what made you want to become a Christian?
Ooh, that is a big question. To be honest, Eli, I don't think there was really one event or one moment. It was actually just, I'm pretty sure my mum would remember better than me, but I think it was just one weekday night when I was sitting on the couch watching TV with my mum. I think we were watching a documentary, probably about cooking or gardening or something like that. And I just turned to her and said, "Mum, I think I want to be baptized." And to be honest, Eli, I can't remember what prompted me to do that, but I think it was more just kind of a slow and gradual realization that this was the right decision to make. Because yeah, like I said, for years, all of these people at church especially had really cared for me, and, you know, without me really knowing all the time, they had been praying for me to kind of come to know God myself. And yeah, once I kind of realized that what was behind their love for me was their love for God, then it made me more curious about who this, you know, God figure was. And yeah, I think I just started to realize that these people were really convicted, and their convictions had led them to really love people, no matter if they were young people, smart people, not so smart people, wealthy people, not so wealthy people, anyone in between. So I guess my short answer is that it was seeing God work in other people's lives that at least made me curious about him. And so yeah, because of that, I started, you know, reading a few more Bible verses and spending more time in the Bible and praying and, you know, asking my parents and other older Christians questions. So yeah, it was more of a gradual process.
Yeah. So do you have, like, a favorite movie or show?
It might be harder than the last question, to be honest, Eli, but
yeah.
No, I think I don't watch much TV. I probably watch more movies because my little brother Matt, he loves movies and talking about filming techniques and directors and stuff like that, so I often get recommendations from him. But I think I would still say my favorite movie is called The Help, which is actually based on a book of the same name. And so I studied history at uni, and so I really enjoy all of these historical movies. And this one, The Help, is set in 1960s America, when there was still racial segregation. So African Americans were separated from white Americans. And so, yeah, the movie and the book, it follows the stories of this group of African American domestic workers. So they work in the houses of white people. And, you know, it talks about their joys, their challenges with racism, the little babies that they help to raise. And so it's just, yeah, a really moving story with humor and really fascinating characters. So really enjoy that. But I would say that I recently watched a movie called Hacksaw Ridge with my family, which, yeah, to be honest, Eli, it's quite gory, so quite graphic. So I don't know if your parents would let you watch it right now, but it's about war and this soldier who wants to serve in the war, wants to fight in the war, but doesn't want to take anyone's life. So he serves as a medic, and it's because of his Christian values that he makes that choice. And it's, you know, just a really quite inspiring story about standing up for your faith and kind of sticking to your convictions. So that was a really cool movie that I watched recently. So those are two, Eli. I hope that's all right.
Yeah, that's great. Now, do you have a favorite book?
Yes, I do. So I would, it might be a bit of a cop-out answer, Eli, but I would still say it's The Help, which is what that movie that I mentioned before is based on. So I told you all about it, but you tell me, what's your favorite book, if you have one?
I'm currently reading Harry Potter 3, but I mean, I like kind of comedy or like silly kind of books. Like, there's this author, Andy Griffiths, I like, and he makes like the Story Treehouse books and like Just Crazy, Just Tricking, Just Doomed, all that. Yeah, that's kind of my favorite kind of genre of books. But yeah, not really reading much books right now, but yeah, that's my kind of favorite kind of books, I guess.
Yeah, I always saw the Andy Griffiths books in the library, and I remember seeing like there's one with, what is it, 136 Story Treehouse, and it just keeps going up and up and up. And there's a lot of Harry Potter books as well, so yeah.
Yeah, there's like so much, like the Story Treehouse books, there's just more and more, like every time I go to the shops, there's like a new one, and I'm just like, Mum, please, can I get this one? Like, I just keep wanting more and more and more. Yeah, books can be addictive. How do you like to spend your free time?
Ooh, yes. That is a good question. I'd probably say my three main hobbies are reading. So I do love reading. So I enjoy answering that question. And the second one would probably be just spending time outside. So whether that's walking or hiking or just kind of, sitting outside in a park. I used to take my dog for walks, but we recently had to put him down. So haven't been doing that as often, but yeah, just whenever I can sit outside and, you know, watch the sunrise or sunset or listen to the birds, I always look forward to those moments. And then the third one is I really enjoy cooking and sometimes baking as well, but I tend to cook more because I don't have much of a sweet tooth. But when I do bake, I like to give it to other people, give, you know, a batch of cookies to other people. Or, yeah, I do enjoy cooking for others as well when I can. So, yeah, it's probably reading, being outside, and cooking.
What makes you love cooking? Like, why is it such a hobby or favorite thing for you?
Yeah, I think Probably a big part of it, Eli, is I find it quite relaxing. Just, you know, you can kind of just let your mind wander as you chop vegetables, chop onions, and or you can pop on a podcast or listen to some music. But yeah, often I just like the quiet. And
the then also, I think of the sizzle on a stove.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Such a poet, Eli. That's that's awesome. But yeah, so I really enjoy that, but also the fact that you can share it with others, I think that's really special. So when you spend this time preparing and cooking and stirring and sizzling, then oftentimes you can produce something that you can share with others, whether that's eating a meal with people or loved ones, or just dropping it off at someone's house who is sick, or, you know, going through a rough time. It's just a nice way to say, I'm thinking of you, and kind of accompanying that thought with an action, an act of love, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, eating food, it's just, I mean, everyone just loves it, honestly. It's just the best.
What's your favorite food then, Eli? Or what does your mum make that you love?
So I like, my favorite food is nachos. I just love nachos. And then, like, pizza and, yeah. My mom makes these really good ribs that I like, so they're pretty good.
Oh, wow. I've got to come to your house.
So do you have a favorite, like, fast food place or restaurant that you like to go to? Like, your go-to eat out?
Go-to eat out? I'd probably say pretty much any Italian restaurant. Because I do, yeah, I do like pizza and pasta probably is my favorite. And there's always like at least one Italian restaurant around. So I think just wherever I go, I will crave Italian. So I would probably choose that. But I don't really have a go-to. I don't really have fast food that much. Like, we didn't grow up having it that much as kids. So yeah, I guess is a good thing, but yeah, I'd probably just say any local Italian place. But how about you, Eli? Where do you find your nachos or your pizza?
So I mean, I usually like the homemade, the nachos, like with any sort of corn chips, and yeah, my sister and my mom both make really nice nachos. But I like Subway if I'm like eating out, because like Subway, have you had Subway?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, it's kind of, like, healthy, but it's also really good. Yeah.
And you get to pick all your toppings.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, usually I just don't want to be too picky, so I just say everything except for the chili.
Okay. That's a good strategy.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite ice cream flavor?
Yes. Although it's changed as I've gotten older, I think. So I used to always order mint choc chip ice cream when I was younger. Always. I don't know whether it was because of the color or, you know, some people think it tastes like toothpaste, but I loved it when I was little. But now I'd probably say I'd either go for coffee ice cream or what's the other one? Pistachio. I do like that one. That's also green. So maybe I just like green. But the thing is, I don't actually really like drinking coffee, but when it's in ice cream or like other desserts like tiramisu, that's, I like it then. So it's a bit of a weird choice, but yeah.
Yeah, tiramisu is great. I love tiramisu. Yeah, I've never tried pistachio ice cream. I should probably try that sometime. Yeah, I enjoy sometimes if there's like honeycomb or caramel, I love anything caramel, like everything caramel. Like, if there's something, just give it to me, honestly.
Okay. I will remember that, Eli. That's a good thing to remember.
Do you have, like, a funniest moment?
I'm sure there are a lot, but I just can't think of it off the top of my head.
We can always come back to it later if you can't think of it.
Yeah. It's just, I'm sure if you are asking my siblings, they could tell you straight away. I can think of one, Eli. Yep. So I can't remember how old I was, but years ago I went with my family to the US to visit like some church friends and then also my auntie who lives there. But yeah, it was a family trip and I was quite young. And I remember actually we went to a pizza place, and unlike you, Eli, I've always loved chili. So I remember I had a piece of pizza on my plate and then I was shaking, you know, some chili flakes onto it with the shaker.
Yeah. Yep.
And then I shook it so hard that the cap fell off and all of it spilt onto my pizza. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, at least my two older siblings, Tim and Joy, they started laughing at me. And yeah, I think my mom just didn't know what to do. But yeah, so that was a funny moment that I can't remember super well, but I remember feeling just like, oh man, like, what is this? So yeah, that's what came to mind, funnily enough.
Yeah, I would be pretty sad too. Chili on pizza, never tried that before, but like, there's anchovies, I like really don't like the sound of that. Like, fish on pizza just doesn't sound good. I'm just gonna go to my next question, which is, what's your favorite song and why?
Yeah, you're making me think, Eli. This is good. I haven't really, yeah, sat down to think about a lot of these questions, but I'd probably say recently I got to go see a concert by Ed Sheeran in Melbourne. So that was super cool. And my family had bought tickets for me to go for my birthday. So that was a really cool experience. And one of the songs he played from his new album is called Love in Slow Motion. And I haven't listened to it a bunch, but I kind of liked the concept straight away because I think he's talking about, you know, kind of stopping and taking in all of those kind of ordinary moments where you're with loved ones or just, you know, kind of laughing and making memories and having a good time, as opposed to just kind of running through life and racing through life without paying attention to those moments. And yeah, so for me it was kind of just a nice reminder to just take it slow and really cherish those times with your family or your friends or any of your loved ones. And yeah, it's got a pretty catchy melody and some nice guitar as well, so that helps.
I have a favorite song also. It's called Feel Good from Saint Model. If I hear a song in a movie or if I hear a song in anything, I like remember the lyrics and then I just like search it up and then I just like know that song from that, like, not really from the movie anymore. It's just one of my like one of the personal songs that I know then. So
You must have a good memory then.
Well, I mean, not really, but what's your favorite Bible verse and why?
Okay, I do have an answer to this question. Mine is Hebrews 12:1. And so it says, this is testing my memory, my Bible verse memory, Eli, but it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. I think it goes from 1 to 2. And then it continues to say, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith. And so, I don't know, I remember reading that a while ago and just thinking, oh, that's such a cool concept to run your race with perseverance. Like the fact that God has set it out for us, but it's ours to run. Like we need to make that choice to run with that endurance. And then for me, the second part of that passage, verse 2, when it talks about fixing our eyes on Jesus, I think that gives us a sense of direction. And, you know, our priority is to focus on Jesus as we run. So it's not like we're running just aimlessly, but we have to run towards Jesus. We have to do our best to do that. And yeah, so I've just always thought that verse has resonated with me no matter what stage of life I've been at, because, you know, we all kind of have that path set before us, and I think we'll always need a certain degree of perseverance to get through, you know, the ups and downs of life. So yeah, that's my favorite verse.
Okay, before we continue, let's just squeeze in a little fact of the day. Today's fact is that, did you know a shrimp's heart is in his head? Well, it's like really kind of scary, honestly. Like I really just didn't even really need to know that. I'm just kind of embarrassed to even know that. It's just kind of scary. Cut. Yep, it's true. A shrimp's heart is in its head. Yeah, I'm probably gonna have nightmares now, but yeah, let's continue.
Okay, so Faith, what makes you really annoyed?
The thing that came to my mind is when people take like a lot of food on their plate and then they don't finish it. So it's like they take too much, like beyond what anyone really could finish, and then they think they can finish it, but then they don't. Just because I think it's much better if you take what you know you can finish and then go back for more, so that you don't end up wasting like food, especially, you know, if someone's cooked it and taking the time and effort to do that, but also because, you know, a lot of resources go into our food and there are a lot of people in the world who don't have enough. So yeah, that's quite serious in terms of an answer to your question, but yeah, that's what came to my mind.
If you could ask Jesus one thing right now, what would it be?
Yeah, I'd probably ask something like, why did you choose to create humans in the first place? Just because, you know, I think God's life and, you know, Jesus's life as well would be much easier if they didn't have all of these, you know, broken and often quirky and frustrating humans to deal with. And, you know, Jesus wouldn't have had to come die for us on the cross if we kind of weren't created in the first place. So yeah, I'd probably ask something along the lines of, why did you want to create humanity? Because I think life for God and Jesus would be much simpler. But, you know, maybe it's because they wanted us to have a relationship with God. But yeah, I don't really know. That's kind of my, those are my initial thoughts, Eli. But do you have any question that you would ask?
Well, there's this question that I've never understood, but I know that it isn't really possible for me to understand. And that's how God's been there forever. Humans, usually our brains just only understand there's like always a start of something, but I don't know, I guess our brain can't really have the knowledge to understand how that works, how it's just been there forever and there wasn't a start. So I'd probably ask God if he could explain that to me. So yeah, that's probably what I would ask God. And then I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what I'd ask Jesus.
Yeah, that first one's such a good question though, Eli, because I think a lot of people would be thinking it, like, you know, adults and kids and, you know, everyone in between. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, for the last question before we wrap up, do you have any pets or have you had any pets in the past?
Yes, I have. So I used to have a little rescue dog named Tiptoe, and so we got him from the RSPCA about 11 or 12 years ago now. But we got him when he was one, and so we had him for all those years, and then just, it must have been February, we had to put him down because his kidneys failed, and so he had been declining health-wise for quite a long time. So he had gone blind and then had trouble walking and, you know, finding his way around. And we'd also noticed that he had been really tired and just kind of not himself, because he used to be one of those puppies that jumped all over you and licked you and everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, so something was clearly wrong. And then so particularly one day when he was particularly bad, then my mum took him to the vet and we found out that he had kidney failure, and the vet recommended that we put him down because he was in a lot of pain. So, yeah, I'm thankful that he's not suffering anymore, but, you know, obviously I miss him quite a bit. Just having him sleeping on the end of the bed or, you know, going for walks, like I said before. But, yeah, I'm thankful that he's at peace now, at least, I hope.
Okay, so thank you, Faith, for doing that interview.
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry, that was a bit of a sad note to end on, Eli. But
yeah, I know. It was just like all sad, and then we're like, okay, so thanks. Sorry, but yeah, I guess that wraps up the interview. Thank you for
You. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for doing the interview.
That's all right. You got to keep going with this podcast, I'm
sure. Yeah, I will.
Lots of people enjoy listening to it.
Yeah. I just hit like 3,100 plays recently. So that's really good.
Wow. And
I have like 49 followers on Spotify, which is pretty good too. I mean, yeah, so that's pretty good too. Yeah.
That's more than pretty good, I would say. But yeah. No, you deserve some nachos or another book or something like that. That's awesome. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Faith, for doing the interview.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Eli. Bye.